relates to politics and whatever else pops into my head. Join us for this episode of Escaping Left, Right, and Center. Sense of how there isn't necessarily a true isolated individual in the sense that none of us live in a vacuum. We all have families and institutions that we're just naturally born into and are a part of. And as I was thinking about it throughout the week, I still think that that's true. But when thinking about how the individual relates to politics, I think there is such a thing as an individual. So it may sound like I'm backtracking on last time, but I'm not, I promise. I think it's important to have a nuanced understanding of what we mean when we say the word individual, right? So as I think about the idea of stewardship and how that applies to an individual, I think that each one of us, as individuals, has autonomy to make certain decisions about our day-to-day life, specifically things like the amount of exercise that we do, or the food that we eat, the drinks that we drink, the amount of sleep we get, what we do with our free time, the work we pursue, things like that, where even in a world where there's no true sense of individuality in a sort of philosophical vacuum, there are still things that we have more or less a large degree of control over. So then when we look at outcomes of individual behaviors, so take like the amount of exercise that you do. If you as an individual make the choice to never exercise, there are going to be outcomes based upon those choices. Same with diet, same with other lifestyle choices. And so stewardship being a sort of mindful cultivation of healthy habits and ways of being, not necessarily the achieving of, but the striving for. None of us have perfect diets or exercise the exact amount that we ought to. But by setting up healthy habits, healthy diet, healthy sleep cycles, things like that, we're exercising stewardship over ourselves, hopefully in a positive fashion. Then as that relates to policy, I think that any government policy that seeks to intervene on any of those choices, where there's more of a direct and immediate correlation between my choice as an individual and my outcomes as an individual. If I eat nothing but Big Macs every day, then the consequences of me eating Big Macs every day are apparent. Same with salads. If I eat salads and healthy food every day, I own the consequences as well. So there's an inexorable link between an individual's choices in certain things and the outcomes. Whenever the government tries to insert policy in between action and outcome in order to try and force either or, I think that while not inherently wrong, it should be an immediate red flag. I think there are examples of good and bad of this type of government policy. I think you could say that making it less economically pleasant to buy cigarettes, so like a high cigarette tax, trying to discourage that behavior. I think you could look at that in a certain frame of reference and say, yes, I support that. We want people to smoke less because smoking, in my opinion, that would be poor stewardship of the individual. And so a government saying we want to make it easier for people to make choices that represent a higher level of individual stewardship, I think I would support that. I do support that. When it comes to things like coercion, not giving an option, where the government policy is, you must do this in order to do Y. I think on the face of that, it represents an intrusion onto the individual. But then I'm sure you'll say, well, we have laws that govern individual behavior all the time. And I think that's true. But there's a difference between behaviors that promote healthy living and good stewardship, and then behaviors that, as a society, we have determined to be unwanted elements. So you might say, well, I, the individual, have the desire to go and stab someone down the street, and the government ought not to interfere with my, you know, my decision and my outcome. But as a society, we've collectively determined that it is wrong to stab someone. And so we have ordered society such that we have purposefully worked to eliminate that behavior. So I don't think anyone's going to make the argument that murdering someone with a knife is good stewardship of the individual. So I think there definitely is some rabbit holes that you could run down with this line of thinking. But hopefully in general, I've made it somewhat clear that I think that when it comes to an individual making a decision which directly affects their corporeal being, that as long as they are, not even as long, that the government as a baseline ought not to interfere with certain of those things. Another rabbit hole we could go down is, well, what about, you know, smoking weed on the couch or doing drugs? I know that in certain places they've gotten a lot more lax about certain recreational drugs. And again, I think that goes back to both the societal element, like what do we as a society, what does our collective ethic have to say about that topic? And is doing mushrooms on your couch, is that good stewardship of your personal self? Maybe you say yes, I say no. So with this new format, you may have noticed we're a lot less structured. I'm trying to be a little less pedantic and not have everything scripted out word for word as we go. So it's going to be a little bit more off the cuff, a little more rambling, more thinking out loud. So hopefully you stick with us. I appreciate you listening. I'm trying to keep these short to increase the likelihood that I'll do them each week. And so next week, depending on what's bumping around in my brain, we'll either talk more about the individual or we'll move on to the idea of the household and see what Burke and John Locke have to say about the household. So with that, we'll wrap it up. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.